Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about the complexities of alcohol consumption and public health messaging. It's titled, Health Warnings About Alcohol Give Only Half the Story.
Intriguing title. So, what's the main takeaway? Are they saying we should all be hitting the pub?
Not quite. The article acknowledges the very real dangers of excessive drinking, citing links to cancer, heart disease, and accidents. It even mentions the WHO's stance that there's no safe level of alcohol consumption.
Right, that's the message we usually hear. So what's the other half of the story?
Well, the article argues that focusing solely on the risks ignores the social and cultural benefits, the enjoyment, the camaraderie, that many people associate with moderate drinking. They also point out that almost everything carries some degree of risk. Even walking, as the Surgeon General promotes, has a lifetime risk of being fatally hit by a car.
That's a striking comparison. Are they downplaying the dangers of alcohol?
No, not at all. They emphasize the importance of cutting down if you're a heavy drinker. And they question the middle-class habit of polishing off half a bottle of wine with dinner. But for those who enjoy the occasional pint with friends, the article suggests it's a matter of weighing a small risk against the pleasure of social connection.
I see. So a nuanced perspective, not just teetotalism or alcoholism.
Exactly. They cite Canada's new guidelines that define low-risk drinking as having a 1 in 1,000 chance of premature death due to alcohol. Increasing that to 6 drinks a week bumps the risk up to 1 in 100. It's all about perspective.
Interesting. What about those proposed warning labels, like the ones being considered in the U.S.?
Right. The article mentions that the U.S. Surgeon General is pushing for warning labels on alcohol, similar to those in South Korea and Ireland, highlighting the cancer risks.
So are they for or against the labels?
They don't explicitly take a side, but by highlighting the other half of the story, the enjoyment factor, they implicitly suggest that a balanced approach to public health messaging is needed. Simply focusing on fear might not be the most effective strategy. They even mention that if health advice seems absurd, like the WHO's implication that even a sip of communion wine is unsafe, people might doubt other guidelines too.
That makes sense. It's a much more complex issue than just alcohol is bad. This reminds me of the debate around sugar and fat. Too much of anything is harmful. Got it?
Absolutely. The article stresses the need to consider both the risks and the rewards. It even mentions a study suggesting moderate drinking might have benefits for heart health, although that's still being debated.
Fascinating. So moderation and informed choices seem to be the key takeaways here.
Precisely. And with that thoughtful point, we wrap up our discussion on this insightful Economist article. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll tune in again soon for another engaging conversation.
Goodbye.